Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Space Game Junkie podcast again. Wait, are we on the same side?
Maybe.
I think we are.
I have no idea. I picked the Starbase-y thing, and there we are. You know,
anyway,
shit is still shooting
at
me, and I'm cloaked. I'm calling a bug. It's totally a bug.
So we're playing Star Trek Bridge Commander this week. I can target you, and I am shooting y'all ass.
That's not me, sir.
And Jim and I are playing in multiplayer right now. And
yeah.
And I hate multiplayer in this game.
Star Trek, hate Commander. You know, this is not the best Star Trek game. It's kind of sad because this is like what Totally Games and Andy Hollis made when we wanted.
This is like
TIE
their
fighter.
Last. This is like their last space game.
Yeah. They did make the terrible error. I gotta target that other guy. They made the terrible error of creating some World War II flight sim crud.
Okay, we're apparently friendlies.
Okay, so we're friendly. But that Keldon isn't, and I'm gonna bake him. So, it's not impressive to me that the enemy ships just seem to have one phaser on them, right? See, I'm so used to playing stuff like Orion Pirates, right? Where you release your weapons and volleys and stuff. And here it's just kind of like, yeah, you're trying to protect the shields and stuff. But the ships are so freaking big, right? Because you're dealing with, like, galaxy class and this giant Romulan battle cruiser. Like, you know, the super heavy-duty Romulan dreadnought thing. And they turn like the freaking Titanic, you know? So it's like watching oil tankers do combat. It's not good.
Did you just quit out of the game?
No, sir. I did not.
Because I just lost everybody.
Oh, really? Yeah, your ship is pink for some reason.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Oh, that's very strange.
There's the star base, but I can't see a thing else.
Because you're getting,
I can't target
you're getting
anything.
Shot like a lot. And
like gangbusters, I know.
Yeah.
So, folks,
buggy.
Not only did Jim request that we talk about this game.
No.
You did. Don't deny it.
No.
You did.
Oh, God,
you did.
No.
But other people asked for it as well,
holy
so it's not
crap.
Just your fault.
I have so many photons. It is ridiculous.
Oh, I was killed.
Yeah, I killed you.
That's not fair. I can't even target anybody.
I know. It's terrible.
And we're apparently friendlies. Okay, let's...
That's over.
Yeah.
That was
all right, let's make a new game.
Mistake.
That's a big mistake.
All right. So,
don't do
so
the Starbase one
talk
anymore.
About? Oh, you mean a different game in this? Shit. I thought
yeah.
I was going to escape. All right.
So, this is Totally Games, and if you don't know, Totally Games made, you know, X-Wing and TIE Fighter, little amazing games called X-Wing and TIE Fighter. Oh, darn it, I have to...
Yeah, you have
God
to
damn it, really?
Yet again.
Okay. Yet again. So I think in the late 90s, was it 98 or 99, Totally Games got, you know, in with Paramount, and they decided to do Bridge Commander. Now, when you hear the words Bridge Commander, what do you think of, Jim? What do you think of when you hear Bridge Commander?
I think of the Golden Gate Bridge and, like, standing on it wearing a captain's hat.
Okay. What do you think of the full title, Star Trek Bridge Commander?
I would think that you're going to be on the bridge, and you're going to be the commander.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, by the way, the game's up. Have you joined?
Oh, well, let me try again.
Maybe it's not. You, do you want to be Khan or Kirk? If you play as Khan,
ooh,
you can only think in two dimensions.
I can't connect. What the fuck?
Yeah, because the game's not up. All right, fuck it. I'm Khan.
Oh.
You were too slow, okay. Son. All right. So if you go under the Federation stuff, way down at the bottom, there is...
I still can't connect.
Yeah, I know. There's a Constitution and a Miranda.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, wow.
So
there's even like a pod shuttle thing from a Miranda. What? Okay.
I mean, like a worker bee?
Sure. Like no. It looks like it's a something that hatches out of it or God knows what. I don't know. Nebula. N for Nebula. Do we have
anyway,
a Nebula? No. Whatever. All right.
So anyway, we wanted to play this because it's not that great. And
game's up, dog.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's not that great.
So there are a lot of reasons. this game is not that great. And it's a shame because it comes from such a strong legacy. Like Star Wars, like X-Wing, TIE Fighter, those games were amazing. X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, pretty goddamn great. X-Wing Alliance, eh. But then, why can't I scroll down? Oh, because I have to actually, oh my god, there's a lot of ships. Ooh, Federation Constitution, that's my favorite. Wait, is that the one you're talking about, FedConst? Yeah.
No, it's just Constitution.
Oh, no, it's Constitution. Oh, what's FedConst? I wonder.
I don't know. There was no image for it, so.
I see it. But anyway, so yeah, this is their Totally Games' last space game after a pretty strong legacy, and we're just left wondering what the hell. Oh, that's beautiful. That is absolutely lovely.
Isn't it?
Look at that. Ah, oh, hello. My baby, yes, this is my favorite version of the Enterprise. No doubt. Ooh, they got the sound effects right.
Ooh, and this thing actually has multiple phasers. Thank God. See, it's a better game already.
But anyway, so this game is single player and it has multiplayer. And here's what I hate about the multiplayer. I would rather be in the bridge. You know, I would much rather be in the bridge.
Like commanding?
In command, telling my guys what to do instead of whatever the hell this is. Have the captain do everything, I like to call it.
Well, you can actually command on the bridge and never leave the chair. You have to do it with the menus. You tell the guy, like, target that ship and then do this maneuver.
No, in the single player game, you toggle that with the space bar.
Right. Well, in multiplayer, you can't. You're just.
That's what I hate.
Right.
That's what I hate. I want to be able to do that, but no, I'm stuck in this stupid ass mode that I hate, because I have to do everything and I'm not that good at it because this game is. It's like this is not a dogfighting game. These are not giant fighters.
Yes.
But that's what they want me to believe.
Well, see, that is the very mistake that the Starfleet Academy game made. X-Wing, but with the Enterprise and stuff.
It was
terrible. But this game
This
game at least they kept the maneuverability of the ships low, right? So it's not so tragic of a thing.
Yeah, but it's just it's not. Like, there's so much possibility here, you know? There's so much that could have been done here. Oh, God, you're kicking my ass. I don't even know why. Okay, here's what I don't get.
Uh-huh.
How come sometimes the torpedoes hit and sometimes they don't?
Well, Star Trek. I really don't know.
See, I shot torpedoes at you plenty of times.
They did hit me. They totally hit me.
They hit
you?
Yeah,
but I was rotating my shields so that they would hit across.
How do you rotate your shields?
Turn the ship. You have four shields. Like, remember whenever you're playing Starfleet Command, was it? Yeah, Orion Pirates. You know how you had four shield facings, right? Like, if you look at your shield chart down in the bottom center-ish right of the screen, you see the four different shield things?
Right.
Right. Oh, and here you come with your defiant bullshit. You know, I can beat that shit.
You still need to watch D-Space 9, sir.
I can beat the Defiant, too. Just got to rotate the ship. Show you a little front shield loving. See, it's all good. Uh-oh, that's going to be painful. Ugh.
I wonder why it's not shooting my phasers.
They only come straight out the front or the back on that thing, right? So you just hold button down and turn your ship into me. I have no sensors. That sucks. It's the worst, in fact. You know, this is another thing. If you use your numeric keypad keys, can you look around?
Yeah. No.
Right, so that's a problem, right? Because I can't look around. Like, where the hell are you?
Yeah, the situational awareness...
It's terrible.
...is really crazy.
It's fiendishly bad.
It really doesn't make any sense why it has to be this way. Like, it's like stuck in a padlock view or something. And I'm not. I've never been a fan of the padlock view
Well,
in games.
yeah.
I honestly never use it.
Well, it's the thing of like my sensors are down, and I can't. Oh wait. Oh, dude, the function keys. That's totally how you do that. All right. Function keys
Oh,
pulls all
cool.
your menus up. So.
Cool.
Yes, sir. All right. I just told my dudes.
Oh, that's
To do
cool.
the do. Launch
Oh,
me a
that's
probe.
cool.
Oh, okay, so here, I can get to my damage control and stuff, so that's good.
Okay, I feel a little better
Well,
now
my
that I can
sensor
actually
array
do
is
that.
just flat destroyed. It can't be repaired, so I'm essentially through, because I will never get the chance to shoot you again, so.
Do you want to start again?
No, that's cool. You can go ahead and kill me off, but, you know, I can take all that power out of the sensor array, that's for sure. Terrible. All right.
How do you do that? Oh,
It's the
interesting.
F6.
Oh gosh, look at
F5, rather.
that.
Yeah, see, so you get all that stuff. Yeah, and see, the game's getting a little better for you, right? And you can still actually give
Okay.
orders in here. Like,
I see that
yeah.
now. That's really
So
good.
that's not so bad. You know what would really have made this game great is if it had
What's
voice
that?
recognition. And then, what was that game? That was Subcommand, wasn't it? That actually had voice recognition, so you could be like, make turns for 20 knots, and the computer would be like, "Aye, Captain, 20 knots." It's like awesome. Like if you had a microphone back then in 2001,
Right.
was when it came out.
Oh, I feel so much better now. Now that I can tell the bridge crew to do shit and I don't have to be a stupid idiot. Oh, thank you, Jim. I feel a little better about this game now.
Well, you know.
Okay. Pick a different ship,
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna get something ridiculous. Hey, I can get the Sovereign's Captain's Yacht. Oh.
Sovereign's Captain's Yacht. So, folks, we are actually playing a modded version of this. It comes with the
It's the maximum
like the
portable edition.
Kobayashi Maru
Yeah.
multiplayer mod. It comes with like three versions. It comes with like the unmodded version and a single player and a multiplayer modded version. And we are playing the modded version. It's called the Maximum Warp Edition. Oh, God.
You know, this Steam Runner class, I remember this from the RTS. It was, what was that Star Trek RTS? It was Armada. That's what it was. My God, you have a lot of photons. That's ridiculous.
That's why this ship, this is my favorite Star Trek ship ever, the Defiant.
Yeah.
It kicks ass. It kicks lots and lots of ass. It was meant to. It was the Federation's first true battleship, so they say.
Uh-huh.
And it was meant. Oh, here. Oh, I got hit. And it was meant to take on the Borg, but when the Borg kind of got castrated,
Is that because of Data and his emotion chip and making out with the Borg Queen?
So many things. So many things.
That's so ridiculous.
Seven of Nine, Voyager, all that crap. So they used the Defiant to fight the Dominion in Deep Space Nine. And yeah, she is a sweet little bucket. She is a sweet ship.
Ooh, Seven of Nine. Hell yeah. Oh, what?
I meant the Defiant. Wow. But anyway, so yeah, we're using this modded version, and the way we got the multiplayer to work is we're using a oh god.
That's gonna be very painful for you.
That hurts. That hurts a lot. That hurts a bunch. But yeah, I can't give this guy any different. It's interesting. Ah, here we go. Anyway. So, take that.
Holy shit.
Told you.
I'm dead.
The Defiant is a tough little ship.
Yeah, so what was the idea with the Defiant? Because it looks like a freaking shuttle, right? It's like a little thing. And
it's not meant to be an exploration ship. It's not meant to be cozy or comfortable.
It's just flying guns.
It's a battleship. They classify it as an escort ship. So the other guys would be like, "Hey, you said you never make straight up warships, but it's a straight up warship, and
yeah,
it kicks a lot of ass. It kicks a ton of ass."
So in the new version of the Star Trek universe, now that they've had Spock do his thing and go back and disrupt everything, right? Okay. So the trend that we saw happening then was that they were going to militarize the Federation because they knew that the Borg were out there. They knew that all the bad things, right? Because Spock came back and spilled the beans. So the Federation is kind of like militarizing stuff right off the bat now. As is kind of
Are you talking about whatever that game was, that movie was?
yes, the Star Trek Up Your Darkness or whatever the hell it
Oh
was called.
God. What are you flying
It's a
now? Is
Ferengi
that a
ship.
Ferengi
Hell yeah.
ship? Oh, that's
Well,
funny.
you know.
Let's see how she
Yeah, it
does.
won't do well. Oh, it's ridiculous. Am I dead yet?
Yeah. No. No, the Ferengi actually has decent ships. They're fairly tough.
Yeah.
So it'll take if I do kill you, it'll be a while. It'll take a while to whittle you down.
I don't
Ah,
think so.
you just hit me pretty well.
I have no photons, man. There are no photons on this beast.
No photons?
Nope.
You gotta have some kind of
I
heavy weapon
have
on that thing.
none.
Just phasers? There's no
Yeah,
heavy
because
weapon
my.
at
Well,
all?
yeah, there's no photons or nothing
Wow.
like it.
I'm gonna try and disable you.
You know, it's weird though. I don't have
Oh.
guns either. Oh, I'm dead. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that was fun. Fantastic.
I do love me some Defiant. I do love me the Defiant. Yeah, there's no way to pan the camera around. You'd think there would be. Like I want to look at my oh shit. I want to look at my ship, but I can't. Why can't I? Because I mean, I guess I could kind of move the no, that doesn't do it. Because I'm stuck in this weird padlock view. There we go. Hello. What is
That's a
that?
Borg
Is that a
sphere.
Borg sphere?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, the Defiant was meant to fight the Borg. In fact, you see the Defiant. Remember First
You know what's
Contact?
funny is I can
If you
see
didn't
nothing
watch.
because I'm in this Borg ship. The Borg ship
Oh,
takes up the
gosh.
entire screen, and I can see nothing.
Really?
Yes. It's like the Death Star. It's just all over
That's
my
pretty
screen.
funny. Oh, we got some people in the Twitch chat. Who do we got in there besides me, I guess? Over 40. Hello, over 40. How are you? Yeah, so if you recall First Contact, you actually do get to see the Defiant for a little bit in the very beginning battle at Earth.
Yeah, it's when Worf is doing his
Yeah,
thing.
Worf's in charge of her.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen Deep Space Nine at the time, so I was like, whatever, I don't care. But now that I've seen all of Deep Space Nine, yeah. So this game, like, it's either insanely hands-on or kind of hands-off. There really isn't any in between. You know what I mean? Oh, you're hurting me, man.
It's amazing. I can't even see you. I'm
You
I'm
are
just sort
hurting
of
me.
clicking the button. So
You are hurting me.
that's
Hang
Borg
on.
tactics.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
I got to do some. Oh, you got me. Good
So
job.
Borgs are pretty much tough as shit. That's
Borgs are tough as shit. All
it,
right,
but
hang
dude, this
on.
thing is the damn Death Star. I'm
I'm going to respawn to something a little
yeah,
tougher.
I can't do that. You have to kill me. God, I hope
Okay,
you
I'm
can kill
working
me.
on it.
Can I
Well,
self-destruct?
I spawned in as a
I'll take
sovereign.
my shields down.
So let's
I have
see.
got to get out of this thing, my God. Worst ship ever.
Well, the sovereign seems to be doing a good number on you.
Well, yeah, I took my shields down, right?
Oh, damn. Damn, sovereign. Go, buddy, go. So yeah, like I said, this game is either very hands-on or very hands-off. You can either have full crazy ass manual control if you want. Wow, that's loud. That is or you can just give commands to your bridge crew and they'll do the shit for you. And I want to feel like a captain. I want to be able to give commands to my bridge crew, you know? But the thing is, since multiplayer doesn't put you on the bridge, it kind of misses an opportunity. Like I want to be on the bridge, you know? Are you even fighting back? Or do
Somewhat.
you just want me to or do
No,
you
I
just
just
want me
want
to
you to
kill you?
kill me because I can't see.
I'm working on
Dude,
it.
seriously, I can see nothing but this ship. All right.
Oh wait, you could use the number lock the number pad minus key to zoom out.
Nope, because I don't have a number pad on this keyboard. So there's
You don't
that.
have a number you don't have a number
No, I
pad on
have a
that thing?
10 keyless. So there's everything to the right of the arrow keys is gone. But you know
Oh,
what's very
that's
interesting though?
really
If you hit
weird.
the is it F10? F10 or F11 gives you like a scenic, or no, it's F9. Yeah, F9
Oh,
gives you
wow.
like a
Look at that.
cinematic
I
whatever.
see that. Ooh.
Oh, and I'm
That's cool.
just in time to be dead.
Doesn't look like F8 does anything,
No.
or F7, or F6. So it's F1 through 5,
All right,
and then F9. All right,
so
think
that
something a little better.
sucked.
So yeah, folks, that's the weird thing about this game. Like, it's got a single player campaign, but I've never, well, and I'll do a little of that in a bit, but I've never really gotten very far in it because it's just not that engaging. I mean, I get that they tried to make it like an episode, you know, in these little episodic spurts, these little story bits. Is that a, oh,
It's Cardassian.
I see it.
It's Kim Kardashian. It's like a
Yeah, I
giant
see it.
flying butt.
Yeah, Cardassian ships have always been of an odd design. Oh, that hurt. But yeah, right now I just told my bridge crew, and that's what I would prefer in a game like this. I would prefer my bridge crew to do the stuff instead of me, because I'm the captain. I'm not the helmsman and the tactician. Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah, luckily I turned
That's
my
gonna
nose right into it.
hurt.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get another sovereign and we'll just duke it out?
It could
That'll be
happen.
the longest
So the
match ever.
Sovereign is probably the most damn effective warship in the game, right? So
I would guess. I mean, it's an exploration ship, so they
yeah, that's
say,
what
but
they're all
I
like
mean,
exploration. We're gonna explore your colon with
exploration ship.
Yes.
But yeah, she's pretty goddamn tough. She's a pretty tough little mofo, or big mofo. She's pretty big. Definitely bigger than the Galaxy class. But yeah, see, the thing is, in the single player game, if you want, even during battles, you can stay on the bridge and just give your crew commands like I'm doing here. But you stay on the bridge, and I think that adds that level of immersion. But here's the problem I have with the single player game. It's this episodic thing, and I kind of get that Star Trek is episodes, but when I want to be in charge of a starship, I want to go exploring. I want to be given like these random dynamic missions. You know, I want to feel like I'm in this dynamic universe. You know, that's what Star Trek is. It's this dynamic universe where shit's happening all the time. And if I'm just like stuck in this one linear storyline, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel fun. And so I never make it that far. What is that?
This is the Excalibur, which it said is the biggest ship that Starfleet ever built. And it's
Is
a
that the that
Cardassian hunter.
is that the thing from
No.
whoa. It certainly looks big.
It's ginormicus.
Oh God, yeah, it looks like an even larger Sovereign class. Uh-oh, here comes the pain. Ow, ow, ow,
It
ow.
does not have as many torpedoes as I thought that it would.
That is a massive ship, and you are actually hurting me. This is kind of fascinating. That's weird. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like the Enterprise
A
C
little bit, yeah.
mixed with the Enterprise E. Again, folks, we're using a modded version of the game, I think this is an extra ship that
Oh,
version
yeah,
comes with.
totally. There's a whole bunch of ships in this mod.
Yeah, it's called what is it called? The Kobayashi Maru mod.
I'm not sure. Because it was an ISO that I grabbed, and it just had all the stuff pre-installed on it because I absolutely hate trying to put mods in games that don't like to be modded. I like to let other people do that work for me.
Right.
Tractor beam to your ass. Well,
Ow, owie, owie,
sucks
owie.
to be
Ooh.
you.
No, it sucks to be you, sir. Eat that, Mr. Whatever your name is. Are we colliding? We're colliding, and there's really nothing happening. That's awesome. Yeah, does this feel like you would think Star Trek battles would feel naval,
Yeah, you'd
but
think.
this does not really feel.
Not so naval.
This doesn't feel as naval as it could.
Yeah.
No. I think I might have more fun picking at my navel.
Picking scabs. What?
Picking, yeah, p ow, ew.
Yeah, so not the greatest multiplayer thing that has ever been, but the ships are pretty. This makes me wish that I had a Star Trek mod for Sins of a Solar Empire. That would be great.
There is a Star Trek mod for Sins of the Solar
Well,
Empire.
there you go. Let's go play that. That's all I'm
But
saying.
we're
Oh God, he
commanding
killed
our
it.
bridge. I know.
Okay, so switch over to single player. I gotta the best game for Star Trek that has ever been made that was like a fly the ship thing was actually the one on the Super Nintendo.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
it was pretty good actually. And I think they had one on the Xbox, but I don't remember. And what's your views on Star Trek Legacy? Remember that?
I've never played it.
Really? Oh, so you start out with the NX, right? And you're Scott Bakula, and you've quantum leapt into Captain Archer, and my wife's been on a quantum leap rampage, man, for the last week. She's trying to watch the entire show at
Wait, which show? I couldn't hear
Quantum
you.
Leap.
Oh,
Yes,
gosh.
I know it's painful, painful. I had never seen the early episodes where they set the whole thing up and why he's doing what he's doing.
Wow.
But anyway, so that guy ends up, Mr. Bakula, right, ends up being
Yeah.
Captain Archer in Enterprise.
On which I never watched.
Yeah, not so great. Now, I will say that the height of Enterprise is when it was like in the second episode or something, and they had
Whoa.
T'Pring, whatever the hell her name was, that the one that married Spock in the. You know,
Yeah.
the one that performed the ceremony, right? It's her. But she was like a super hot, like fashion model, apparently,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
Yeah, just ultra hot chick. So they had this scene where they had to rub decontamination gel on each other, and it was just an excuse to get her in her underwear in the second show. And I was just
Oh,
like,
jeez.
this is truly blessed. And I never really watched it again. But I did drop in like in the second season, and they were in the middle of a time war. Like it was fucking Doctor Who, and I'm like, oh, God.
What?
Yeah, everything Star Trek eventually devolves into time travel, and that's the point where my brain ejects, and I want no more to do with it. I want swashbuckling Captain Kirk breaking the rules, screwing the green chicks, beaming down, beaming up. Photon torpedoes, phasers on full. That's the Star Trek I like. I could deal with the Republicans in space era, whenever we had the Picard era.
I'm telling you, dude, you need to watch Deep Space Nine.
Why did Sisko get back into that whole like
There's
fuck
a
the
whole
police?
fucking war and dark shit happens and it's Roddenberry would turn his grave. I'm not even
All right, maybe
kidding.
I need to watch that because
You
all I know
do.
is like
Well,
Odo sleeps in a bucket and the
he okay.
Is it
Okay. I
like
had to
Babylon
restart.
5, like just skip the first two seasons because nothing
No.
happened?
Skip. I'll send you a list of episodes to. God damn it! I'll send you a list of episodes, the only episodes to watch in season one,
Okay.
and you can skip everything
So there's
else,
actually a
and then,
strategy guide to watch the show so that your
and then
brain
you just
doesn't eject before you get to the good shit.
and then you yeah, and then you do watch, and then you just go on season two from there,
Okay.
and one the best Star Trek character ever is actually a
Oh
Cardassian on
yeah,
that
what's
show.
his name? The tailor.
Garrick. Garrick. Oh, God, I don't care. There's no way to skip this either, which is hilarious. Yeah, the game crashed. Here's the fun thing. I tried to start
Fabulous.
single player.
Yeah.
I tried to start single player in the multiplayer mod, and like as soon as it started, like the Dauntless, which is your starting ship, crashed. It crashed into the dry dock. Like what? It's a
Awesome.
mod. It's a mod. You know what? That's a funny thing about Star Trek. Excuse me, there's a whole Starfleet, and yet you're always the only ship in the area.
Yeah, that has
You know what
always
I
been a
mean?
problem. It's like the Enterprise is the
Always.
only ship. Now, they did fix that in the J.J. Abrams thing because they destroyed all of Starfleet. And the Enterprise is the only ship anywhere. So, okay. I guess we have to take the Rigel to Vega 4.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't
So.
Ritalin? And Vega 4, they were all like a little bit hyper, so they had to get their Ritalin. It was Rigel.
Oh,
And I
God.
think they actually
So.
named the drug Ritalin after the Star Trek thing. That's just between you and me and science. That's what I think happened.
Did you notice the character models in this game are
Oh my God.
kind of
It's
terrible?
like two games. It's like you have two completely different games, and the one that involves being outside the spaceship is like a
Yeah.
game from 2004, and the one inside the spaceship is
It's from
it's like a
1999.
Quake mod, okay?
Yeah, it's like an Unreal Tournament mod, basically. Like, Captain Picard has no teeth
I know, it's
right
like
now. It's just.
this is when that skeletal animation stuff. You see, the very first game that used skeletal animation was actually Half-Life 1. So,
Oh,
yeah,
really?
and that was the first game in which a character's mouth actually would move, and it was actually polygons moving and not like a picture of lips, right?
Yeah, I didn't even notice, but did you notice that the faces in this game, they're like still faces molded onto a model. Do you know what I mean? Like that someone took a picture and just went
Yeah,
whoop.
exactly the way the old Quake dudes used to be done. That's
It's
it.
kind of
Have you
frightening.
seen an old Quake skin or an Unreal skin? They're scary. It looks like you
Probably.
cut somebody down the center of their back and then laid their skin out like a rug.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the pictures they're using are a bit too clear to be. Like, if it's blurry enough, I can deal with it. Like, Unreal Tournament, it's blurry enough, I can deal with it. And of course, Patrick Stewart collecting his check. I hate to say
Make
that.
it so.
I love Peace too. I love him with as much of my heart as will allow. But he will. Put himself, maybe that's his work ethic. Maybe he's got a work ethic like
Yeah.
Christopher Walken. He won't say no to
Now, what I
anything.
really like in this game is that The Rock is actually your tactical officer.
No,
That's awesome.
he's your. Wait, is that The Rock?
No. But it looks like him, doesn't it? It's like you totally got some Dwayne Johnson sitting up there at the helm. Let's go. Can you smell what The Rock is warping? I don't know. Replicating.
So
Can you
here's
smell
the
what The
thing.
Rock is replicating? Because they don't have
Here's
ovens, they have replicators, right?
the other thing I hate about Bridge Commander. You're stuck in the chair. I mean, yeah, you're supposed to be captain. I get it. But you're stuck in the chair. I can't even go to the ready room.
Yeah, did you play that Voyager
She's on the
mod
bridge.
where you can
I
actually
can't.
walk around the entire ship?
No,
It was
that's
that
Voyager.
Voyager
That's
Elite Force or whatever it was.
not a mod. That's a game. That's a whole game.
Oh, okay. Because there was like a DLC for it or something before DLCs existed. It was like some kind of patch that they put in that actually let you just roam the entire ship, explore mode.
I'm pretty sure that was a feature of the game. I've that's
Or
the
maybe,
that's
yeah,
like
maybe
one of the
that's two, right? So.
that's two.
Yeah,
That is
okay.
two, which I've never played and I hear is amazing. I need to find a copy of it at some point because apparently you can run around the entirety of Voyager. Yeah, here's a weird thing. Like, here's a weird thing. Like, I just warped to a star base and yet I have to go to a nav point closer to the star base in order to dock. Doesn't that seem like an extraneous step?
Seems a little silly, sir. Yes.
It does. And what also kills me is the background. Like it's like the background just looks. It kind of, I guess, is Star Trek. It looks like a black matte screen with a bunch of dots poked in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. It looks like a static. It doesn't look dynamic. Like I think TIE Fighter had better space backgrounds.
Dude, TIE Fighter had a lot of better everything. You know, the game that we really should have here, and I cannot make it run, is Klingon
What's
Academy.
up?
I would totally,
Oh, I fucking agree
if
with
good
you.
old games were to give me one wish, it would be Klingon Academy.
Klingon Academy is one of my favorite capital ship games of all time because even though, yeah, there is some of the dog fighting with a joystick thing, which is a little ridiculous, which is a little annoying, they really got the feel of being in charge of a massive warship right. With all the commands you can give your crew and all the systems you can manipulate. That game is amazing, and I wish I can get it to run. I have the discs and I have tried to install it from that. And I can't do it. I can't. And that's such a shame. I'll keep
There's a
trying. Maybe
Steam
we'll be
group,
able to do it.
right, of people that play it, and
What?
yeah, totally. There's a Klingon Academy Steam group, And if you join the group, maybe you could chat up somebody and be like, how? How does it happen?
I will do that. Thank you for remind me of doing that. I will go in there and I will totally be like, hey, how do I get Klingon Academy?
And there's also KlingonAcademy.com, which is a very alive website about it.
Can't you download like a DVD of it or something?
Yeah, I did, and it still didn't help.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's not pre-patched, right? That's the problem. Is you have to like did you ever try to patch up Falcon 4 with all the crazy fucking mods that they had for that thing? And you had like an installer, and you had to install the certain patches in a certain order that, oh god, nightmare. That's yeah. So Klingon Academy is kind of like that. There's a process to making it work. It's not just like smack a patch in there.
No, I agree.
But yeah, Klingon Academy just really needs a remake. Like,
or just needs to get on good old games and work in Windows 7 and 8. I don't know how. I hope they can do that, because not only was that a great Starship game, it was one of the best full motion video games ever. I mean, you had Christopher, you had the Christopher Plummer and David Warner reprising their roles from Star Trek VI, and you had Michael Dorn, of course, was in there. But that was it was a really good story too, and some fantastic full motion videos. Wait, what are we doing? Oh yeah, we're destroying some debris. Fine, here you go.
Yeah, I was actually looking at a Klingon Academy. Somebody made the Nemesis game as a campaign. They made the Nemesis movie as like a reenactment of it. So it's he's fighting a sovereign.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, somebody modded the damn sovereign into it.
I didn't see the movie.
Oh, you didn't miss a whole lot. Although you missed some Tom Hardy like chewing up scenery.
Oh, Tom Hardy's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Nobody
that.
Cared about him until he put on the mask.
See, this is what I wish I could do in the multiplayer. Like, right now I'm on the bridge, and I'm telling the guy what to kill, and I'm just watching it from the chair, which is what you think a captain would do. Why can't I do that in multiplayer? You know, I don't. Is it too much? Is it too much for multiplayer to deal with? Maybe. I don't know. Like, the internet, I think, could have handled a first-person bridge control like this in 2002, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't get it. I really don't get it. And it's just a shame, because there are some things this game gets right. Like, the sound effects are perfect, you know. I mean, that's kind of hard to mess up, I guess. And some things, like, I do like how you have to give your crew specific orders when you hover over them. I do dig that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you would think being a captain would be so much more engaging. But honestly, I was more engaged with the Star Trek text adventures that came out in the 80s than I was with this. And those were text adventures, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That game just... I cannot do it. I get a few missions in, and then I'm just like, eh, whatever. It's specifically the one you have to defend the starbase from the two Cardassian ships.
Yeah.
And I never beat it, and I just got tired of trying very quickly. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And it was not because it was too hard. It was just like, oh, God, I have to sit through all those cutscenes again and the bullshit and the no.
Oh, yeah, and you can't skip the cutscenes
nope.
at all.
It's terrible.
Which is
they paid all that money for Picard, and by God, you're going to watch him in low poly.
Exactly.
With his creepy spray-painted-on face. Wow.
Hang on a second. I think you can actually – hang on. I think in this modded version, you can actually just jump from one mission to another.
Oh, really? Like it's got mission skip?
I think so. Hang on.
Hmm.
Let me see. Or maybe that was just the multiplayer mod. Whatever. I'm going to have to go through all that again. Quick battle setup. Oh, no, I can't do it. I was wrong. God damn it. And you could... Oh, this is so annoying. This is so goddamn annoying. Okay, fine. Do I have to do this all again?
Yes.
I have to.
Yes.
No.
You must do it.
No.
No.
No. Well, let's see if I have to do it all again. If I have to kill the asteroids all over again, because fuck. I just might have to. Again. Ooh. Yep. Goody. Oh, yay. Thank you. That voice sounds really familiar to this guy. I do love that they kind of adhere to the fucked up, weird Star Trek fashions that like, I've become accustomed to. Like, why does this guy have a blue headband?
Well.
And a bright red collar?
Couldn't tell
Does
you.
The blue headband denote his rank?
I think it's just because he's a space hippie. That's what it
he's
is.
A space hippie.
Yeah, do you
he
remember?
He kind of looks like a space hippie.
Yeah. He's Herbert. He's...
Oh, be quiet, John Luke. Okay, I don't care if
I'm not Herbert. Yeah, so do you remember that episode of original series where they brought the hippies on board?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was they brought a lot of people on board.
Yeah, and it
was like a whole party.
Well, and they had Buford Pusser from Walking Tall, whoever that actor was. He was the head hippie. And
was that the Babel episode?
Yes,
where you met Spock's dad for the first time?
No.
Sarek?
Nope. Not that thing.
I thought that's where you met Sarek. I thought that's where
not
you met
the hippies,
Sarek for the first
I don't
time.
Think. I don't know. I'd have to go watch it again. Have you seen the... shut up, Picard. Damn it. Have you seen the remastered, like, HD version of the original series? Where they...
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, that's
they look,
very nice.
They look great.
Very nice. Hey, did you see the Christmas sweater picture that I put up yesterday?
Yes.
That's
yes,
awesome.
I
have to wonder, is that legit or is that a Photoshop? I've never seen it before.
They're charging good enough money. I would hope it's legit. I mean, $40 for at the lowest $40?
For what?
For the sweater.
Oh.
The cheapest price was like $45.
Oh, what? For the sweater that he's wearing?
For the Laser Cat sweater.
Oh, no, not the Laser Cat sweater. I mean the picture of the entire Star Trek bridge crew.
Oh, that's got to be Photoshop. That's just an excellent Photoshop.
Oh, I don't know, man.
That's got to
be
Photoshop.
That could
be
legit.
I don't think ugly sweaters a thing back then?
Well, that's when it was fashionable. Absolutely. But some of them look a little too much like modern ones. So, I don't know. Yeah, it's contestable.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was looking at the sweaters, and it's like...
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh, did your game choke?
No, I told the guy to fire at will, and he was shooting at asteroids like he was supposed to. And then all of a sudden, he targets some kind of terraforming thing, and it's like a civilian target, and I got relieved of duty for choosing a poor target.
Fabulous.
And the game was over. Oh, God, this game.
No bugs. You're good.
No bugs at all. Well, okay, this is a mod.
Enjoy the cutscenes, sir.
Again? You know what? Let's do multiplayer again.
Oh my god, no. This. I've already quit. You can't get me back in there. I'm trying even now.
Fine.
Even now.
I'll do a multiplayer thing. I'll do a quick battle then. Fine.
I am even now trying to get the Super Nintendo game to run.
The Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, it's Starfleet Academy on the Super Nintendo. You bet.
Okay. Sure.
You have to see this to believe it. It is fabulous. They should have called it Super Star Trek because everything on the Super Nintendo is super something.
They have the Galaxy Dreadnought. Remember from the series finale that Enterprise with the three nacelles?
Oh, yeah.
They have that. That's crazy. All right. What do you
okay,
got?
So here's the Super Nintendo games that came out. It's Star Trek, Starfleet Academy, the Starship Bridge Simulator, Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Crossroads of Time, and Star Trek Next Generation Futures Past.
What the hell is that?
I have no idea. I'm going to fire it up and we will find out. Wow, Spectrum Holobyte made it. Haven't heard that
really?
In a long
well,
time.
They did have...
Yeah, they had the license back then because they did... what was that game called? It was the point-and-click adventure game.
Oh, there were a couple of
well,
them.
Well, I mean the next generation one.
Hidden Evil?
No.
That was one of them. No, that was one of them. There was another one. It was by Spectrum Holobyte. God, I played it. I played it, and I can't remember it. Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
God damn it. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. You know, here's the thing. In this single player McGillicuddy thing, I can select which bridge I want. That's cool because I can actually use a bridge. Yay. But in the multiplayer, why can't I choose a bridge? I want to be on the fucking bridge. Yeah, I want to be on the bridge. There we go. I'm not, what do you mean? I'm not firing on a friendly target. Woo! Wow, that was way too fast. We just killed two ships real quick. Okay. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so here's the thing. You can tell this game is ambitious. You know, they were trying. You know what I mean? I can't fault him for trying, but it just makes me sad. It just makes me very sad. It's there are a lot of freaking ships here. Okay, let's add a bunch of Romulan ships. There you are. Let's do it. I'm definitely taking the Defiant again because I love the Defiant so much. Okay.
Oh wow, this game is a better Bridge Commander than Bridge Commander.
The Nintendo game?
Yes. Yes, sir. It's doing the same thing, right? Like I'm looking around, like I'm in engineering now, and I can like adjust my like the power levels of whatever. Yeah, this is legit. I got Worf and Picard and Troi sitting there. Data and I don't remember her name, person that sat in the other chair. But, whatever.
Okay, here's the thing. I just put, wow, that was way too easy. Okay, I just put like three Federation ships in a star base against five Romulan warbirds, and in a minute, it's done.
Wow.
The warbirds are dead. Like, what kind of AI is that? Okay, let me give it hard AI. Let me give it difficult AI. Can I change the AI level? No, I can't. Why can't I change the AI level? Oh, jeez. The cinematic view is kind of neat. Okay. I guess the cinematic view is kind of neat. Yeah, they're all dead again. That was really weird. Stupid AI, because we shouldn't have taken them out that quickly. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna give the AI level. I'm gonna make it much better AI. High. Gonna make it high. Five high AI warbirds. Okay. Now we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do four sovereigns. Now we're going to do four galaxies. And me. There we go. Let's do it. All right. Now we're going to try the high, quote unquote, AI. Oh, okay. That looks a little better. Not really. Well, at least the galaxies are taking some more damage this time. Woo. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I just remembered something weird about this game. At E3 in 2001, they announced that multiplayer was being removed,
Oh yeah.
and it was only going to be a single player game.
Yeah.
But then they announced a week later it was going to be put back in.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
Marketing.
I don't understand.
That's really weird. But
it is really weird.
Well, you know. It's what it is.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I gotta say, the models that this modded version has are very nice. They're very, very nice models. I mean, this Defiant looks fantastic.
Yeah, you know what's weird? Like, fantastic. The video for me has completely given up. Like, whenever you stream, for me, it buffers about, like, every 10 seconds or so. I don't know if it's my connection to Twitch. It's done it for, like, the last couple months, right? But, like, nobody else says anything. No. So I figure, well, you know, it's just me. And I was having problems streaming up to Twitch because it would just drop me a lot. And it's like, well, what the heck is going on? But I don't know. I mean, because, you know, other people in the chat were not saying, hey, you know, your video's all...
Let me see. I'm going to ask in the chat.
It's just like perpetually on loading video.
I'm going to ask. No one said anything in the chat. It's a very quiet chat room, even though there's three other people in there. Well, two other people, including, if you count you. This is weird. Okay, let's try. What's a tougher ship than... what would you say is a tougher ship than a Romulan Warbird?
Well, that's Sovereign, for sure. There's the Klingon Warchaw.
Okay, we're going to add... Let's add Sovereigns as friendly and enemy. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is going to be weird. And then I, am, of course, going to take the Defiant again. Because I love it. Oh, wait, what else do we have, though? What's the War Galaxy? What is that? What is the War Intimidator? I don't even know what that is, but I'm taking it.
Sounds intimidating. Oh,
it does sound intimidating.
So, yes.
So, let's see. Okay, now we got a bunch of freaking... Wow, it's a three nacelled Sovereign. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty deadly.
Wow, now we have... why don't you shoot...
So, how much...
We are...
How much did the Steam sale beat you up? Pretty bad?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I got, what did I get? I got a couple of the Delta Force games because I've been wanting to play them. And then I got Ridge Racer Unbounded, which I haven't yet played. What else did I get? I got Prison Architect because it was so super cheap.
Yeah, that's very, very rare for that game.
Exactly. It was like $6 and I could not. Wow, I got my ass whooped. Wow, I split that ship in half. That was nifty. How is this ship still flying? It's like missing slices of it. What else did I get? I don't even remember.
You know it was a success for
I think I got some DLC.
You know it was successful for Gabe if you don't even remember what you bought. So, you know, honestly, that's a thing.
I wonder if I could look it up.
When you're mass buying stuff, like when it's on sale and it's like, oh God, there's like 10 things for 99 cents. Gimme, gimme.
But I wasn't mass buying stuff.
But for me, I kind of was, right? Because I'm like playing catch up.
How bad was it for you?
Oh, at least $200. So,
holy crap.
Yeah, you know. Because I don't know. He who dies with the biggest backlog wins. So,
I have a massive backlog. What did you? I mean, okay, I got Gunmetal. That's a good little game.
Yeah, Gunmetal.
I got
great.
Wreckfest. That's fun. Moonbase Commander is fantastic. I got some Rage DLC because I'm enjoying that. Mm. I don't know what Foresight is. I forget. Mm. Oh, that wasn't part
so
of the
I can,
group. That
I can tell you exactly what I got because I have the icons all sorted.
What'd you get?
Okay, so I got Wizorb. Have you ever heard of Wizorb?
I have heard of Wizorb. I have it on my phone.
Oh, cool. So you know the deal.
It's a side-scrolling style roguelike thingamajig.
No.
No?
No. Wizorb is like Breakout. You have a paddle at the bottom of the screen. It scrolls left and right. It's like Arkanoid, right? And you fire a magic ball. And the magic ball like is bouncing and you're trying to break all the bricks and there's monsters and stuff wandering around as well. And of course the ball does damage to them. But you can cast spells while you're doing that because you have a mana bar. So I can fire fireballs. to just break bricks that are troublesome, or I can use like a wind spell to knock the ball around, stuff like that.
Huh.
Let's see. So I got Toy Soldiers because I heard it was pretty good and it was cheap. I got one game that I'm very happy that I bought is Obludia, Obludia, whatever. It's like Smash TV, basically.
It is?
Yeah, it totally is. Where you're a wizard, and you have things that come in from the sides of the screen, and they're trying to eat your face. Have you played Binding of Isaac? I swear it's the same guy that made this, although it's prettier, right? But it's
that is on my wish list now. I love Smash TV.
Yeah, it's a cross between Binding of Isaac and Smash TV, because Binding of Isaac, you just like shoot tears, right, at poop and stuff. This game, it's got like giant spider bosses and stuff, and you can pull out a sword, or you can cast spells, or like chug potions, and you actually get guns. Like you can have a minigun at one point. I was picking up bullets for it. I never got the gun. So it was all right. Let's see. For like $2, I picked up Ground Pounders, which is the Sword of the Stars.
Combat. Yeah, that's good stuff.
So I bought Fair Space, which is an MMO space game. It's very much in vain.
Apparently, it's terrible.
Yeah, kinda.
That's what I heard.
It's not the greatest of games, but it's like they're trying to do a remake of what was that NetDevil game?
Jumpgate.
Yeah, Jumpgate. It's trying to be a Jumpgate reboot, except it's not. Not at all. I couldn't figure out what the keys were for the throttle in the ship, but I was flying around killing some enemies and stuff. So, let's see. So I got Conquest of Elysium 3, which is a cute indie kind of 4X game.
That's good, yeah.
Let's see. Command & Conquer 3 Tiberium Wars, because I used to have it, and like wherever it is, God knows. But, you know, even if I found the discs, I probably wouldn't find the serial key. And ain't nobody got time for that shit. So it was like $3, so whatever. Now I got it back. Let's see. Gunmetal, Tiny Keep. Tiny Keep's not as good as I thought it was going to be. I bought Drifter, so there you go.
You bought what?
Drifter, the space game.
Oh, Drifter's great.
Yeah, I'm still in the tutorial part, because I was like talking to somebody, and I was drifting. So I drifted like so far past the waypoint, it would be like an hour to fly back, so I quit out and I was going to start over again, and I just have.
Right.
Let's see, I got Battle Stations Pacific, because, you know, boats. Blue Flamingo is pretty amazing. It's a vertical scrolling shooter, but what's cool about it is all the ships and everything in the game are actual practical, physical models that they built. And then they filmed them, and they had they said it was like an 8 meter long. You know how they did in Star Wars where they filmed the Death Star trench by actually building the trench, and then they flew a camera down it. That's how this game is. The terrain that scrolls under you is actually a real set that they built, and then they flew a camera over it. and that's what and all the planes and all the missiles and everything. All the explosions are practical. They like set off fireworks in the office. I'm sure that the neighbors were happy about that. Anyway, so let's see. I got Mega Coin Squad. I am so happy that I got that game. It got cheap finally.
You got what?
Mega Coin Squad. It's like a Cartoon Network game.
Oh yeah. Right?
And they make some really good games, man. I was quite surprised. But anyway, yeah, Mega Coin Squad, it's like a Mario speedrunner, because you have to grab as many coins as possible and stuff them in the piggy bank as fast as possible. And you get, you know, a medal based on how fast you do it. And there's things that'll kill you, and, you know, it's a pretty tough little platformer. But the whole goal is just like, you know, in the Mario games where sometimes you would go down a pipe and then there was a whole room that was just coins floating in the air.
Yeah,
this is like that. Like every level is big chunks of coins floating in a grid, and you have to figure out how to get them and how to get them quick. So, pretty neat. Let's see. I got Shadows Heretic Kingdoms, which is a Diablo-ish kind of game. It's very
a sequel
good.
It's a sequel to another game.
Yeah.
That's apparently pretty good.
That was Shadows something else. I don't know.
Oh, man.
First Templar, which I haven't even loaded yet, but it was damn near free. Let's see. This was a... I think that perhaps Matrix Games fucked up because they just came out with that Flashpoint campaign's Red Storm.
Yeah.
And it's like a $40 game, right? 40 or 50.
It was going on sale for like 10 bucks.
It was like 10 bucks. And I was like, oh my God, buy it. Yeah, and I like send an IMs to my friends that play war games, and I'm like, go, buy it, because that ain't going to be there long. And it wasn't. It didn't take them long at all to get rid of that. Let's see. So I bought Shogun Total War 2 and all the DLC for that. I finally caved in and bought War Machine Tactics because I keep looking at it. I've got that itch, man. Like, I want to play Warhammer, tabletop battle stuff. I had a serious Warhammer problem this time around because I've been talking to Joe lot, and Joe's a big fan of Warhammer 40K, and we wanted to play some Space Hulk, and the new Space Hulk is out, which I bought, and the new Space Hulk has no multiplayer, none. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's
so. But you know what? I don't mind. They made it, it's like a role-playing game now, actually. Your guys level up, and you carry the same unit of guys mission to mission through the campaign. And there's an overall strategic map of the Hulk, so you pick which missions you go to. It's kind of a branching tree and stuff. Your guys, you buy, like, abilities for them and stuff. So it's a hell of a lot more involved than the other Space Hulk. And the other Space Hulk is still valid, and it's got the multiplayer and stuff in it. So, but the new one just does not follow the rules of the board game exactly. And that's kind of the problem that people had with the first Space Hulk, is that it was actually very, very faithful to the board game. And in the board game, some very comical shit will happen to you, because that's just the game that it is, right? It's like Gene Steelers do have a chance to kill you, and it's because if you roll snake eyes, your gun jams up, and then you just get run over. And that's why you always have the guy with the frickin' the thunder hammer and the and storm shield standing right behind your front rank guy, or the power claws or whatever the hell those were. You have a really good melee guy is the second dude in line, because when that first guy's gun jams, and then you get, like, a big cha-cha line of Gene Stealers in your face, and you're going to have to fight, like, five of them in a row, you really don't want a normal Terminator fighting that. Because I've had them just rip through the entire squad. Guys boulder jams, all five guys die. It's fucking pitiful. So, and that funny shit happens in the board game, too, right? And that's really the only hope that the Gene Stealer player has. But that's when they get to cackle in fucking glee. That's when you jam your gun up. Especially whenever it happens on the assault cannon, right? Because the assault cannon, you only get 10 shots with that thing. And it's a giant minigun, right? And when you fire that thing, it actually hits every Gene Stealer in a straight line. Not just the first guy. You'll kill an entire hallway. And I think you get to roll three dice, not two. It's freaking brutal. But boy, if that thing jams up, that's bad news. And I think it can actually explode, too. I'd have to look at my Deathwing rules. But I believe there's actually like a chance for it to explode if it jams, which is terrible, because it sets off like a flamer template in the room. But anyway, so there was that. Let's see. I bought that Warhammer 40K Dawn of War Soulstorm, which is the old Dawn of War 1. It was the final one, which had the Sisters of Battle in it, which is kind of cool.
Right.
Let's see. So then I got Warhammer 40K Kill Team, which is a Diablo is a space marine, basically, is how it kind of is. It's a console game feeling thing. It plays very well with a gamepad. It's neat, and it's got local co-op. That's kind of cool. So if I actually had friends that live in the same state, that would be important. but I can see it like on a console, right? Like, you know, you and your bro sitting on the couch, space marining or whatever. So let's see. Oh, God. The Fabulous. Did you buy frickin' Battle Group 2? I sent you a link.
I thought you gave it to me.
Okay. That's how strongly I felt about Battle Group 2. I was like, I am gifting this bitch to everyone because it was just a couple bucks, right? And it's Missile Command on a boat. Huh. Yeah. It's because there's things that are coming at the boat and you have to fire the like intercept missiles to shoot down the things. It's almost like, you know, you have a Patriot battery, right? It's like an Aegis cruiser, and the boat just sails in a straight line, and then planes and missiles and all sorts of bad things come at your boat and you have to shoot them down. So it's very, very cool. Huh. And that game, for being a little $5 game, it has no business being as good as it is. The thing is extremely good. Okay. So then we get to where I start to spend money. So there is Warhammer 40K Armageddon, the new thing that just came out. It's Panzer General with Warhammer guys. Right. That's exactly what it is. And I really liked Panzer General back in the day, so this is cool.
Sure.
The only thing is, it's more of a puzzle game than a war game, but, you know, eh. Mm-hmm. But remember, have you played Battle Academy?
No,
okay.
I have not.
So the Battle Academy engine, that is, I think, what they need to make a 40K game in, because it's just perfect for it. It would be, what was that that game they made? It was essentially XCOM, and we can't run it. It was Chaos Gate. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, yeah,
Chaos
yeah.
Gate. Dude, I was looking at screenshots of that thing the other day. It was XCOM. They were straight up trying to make XCOM. Like your Space Marines came off of a ship that was very much like the XCOM landing craft and everything, right? I hadn't remembered what... You know, the sick part is, I bought that game, and then it was like 2 months later, I switched over to Windows XP, and it wouldn't frickin' run. I was so pissed. And it was just like, what are you gonna do, you know? On XP now, so I'll let it go. And I just figured, oh, they'll patch it.
Nope.
No! So, yeah. You'll have that. Let's see. I bought Instant Dungeon because it's instant.
Oh, God damn it.
So Instant Dungeon is if you took a roguelike game and mix it with Pac-Man.
Yeah. I have it. It's cool.
That's pretty cool. Dragon Age Inquisition. It's a small game you may have heard of. That was not on Steam, but it came out last week, so it burnt me down. Let's see.
Sorry, folks. We're back again.
Would you?
The game crashed and we lost the stream.
Oh, that's nice.
Again. We should probably wrap this up soon.
Okay. I bought Fractured Space. There's
Fractured Space.
Yeah, that's that MOBA thing with the ships.
Which we need to play.
Yeah, it's actually really good. Unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to get into it before, and there seems to be always like 8 to 10 people that are playing it. There's only one server. I mean, there's a whole list of servers, but there's only one server that ever has anybody on it, and it's like the London server or whatever. But I don't think lag is a big deal in that, so, you know. So let's see. I got Death Skid Marks, which is hilarious. That's another one of those Adult Swim-looking games. It reminds me of Mexican Motor Mafia, right? So you have an old junker car, and you pick up hitchhikers, and they get in the car, and then you're like, here's a ball bat. We're going to fight. And it's almost like playing a giant cartoony version of Spy Hunter, because you have cars that pull up, and there's like, you know, dudes. It's kind of like, remember Road Rash, where you're on the motorcycle, and you're beating dudes with ball bats and chains and shit? It's like that, but it's like four people in a car. The driver can't fight, so the other guys, you give them weapons. And they've got, like, guns and axes and shit. And you just kill the people in the other cars. And it's different themed gangs. It's almost like that movie, The Warriors. You know? It's like, oh, here's a football team in the cars. You know, let's kill them. But then you drive so far, and then you'll stop at a store. It'll be like a truck stop, right? And then you can like switch out which guys are in your car, or buy weapons and fix the car and
Right.
shit. Yeah, it's funny. It's I don't see it holding my attention for a long time, but for a couple of bucks, it's just humorous. Let's see. This War of Mine, which I haven't played a bit of, but I keep hearing such good things about it. They talked about it on Three Moves Ahead. So that had to happen.
I heard that was good.
Yeah, it was a good time. From what they say, at least. It's a simulation thing where you're in like in a war zone, but you're not a fighter, right? So you're trying to scavenge and shit. So it's almost like they could have made a zombie game and it would have been really cliche. But instead of that,
Right.
they made it an actual, like, there's a war going on game. So, yeah. Let's see. Age of Wonders 3.
Good
I got a
stuff.
free copy of Cortex Command from somebody, and that's not a bad game. Not bad
No.
at all.
It's a little wacky, but it's good.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Let's see. We need to do a show on Free Orion sometime. It's
Free
yeah,
Orion?
it's a
Remind me what
open
that is?
source reboot of Master of Orion, sort of.
Oh.
Except that it's
Okay.
super crazy, over complex. It's like they took the laundry list of every wish anybody ever had about, God, I wish this was in Master of Orion 2, and they crammed it in there.
Right.
And it's like, it's a coherent game, but it kind of lacks messaging. So things happen. And in Master of Orion 2, you had that GNN robot that would pop up and be like, today in the news, this happened, right? There's none of that. So you have to go hunting for the queue of things, right?
Huh.
So I mean, they're still working on it. It's it's open source and constantly develop whatever. So yeah. Yeah, so I got Warlock 2, stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying that.
Warlock 2's well, Warlock 1 rather is hella fun. So I'm wondering, is Warlock 2 as fun? But it's kind of different, right? So
Right.
Really cool roguelike that was cheap is Battle Paths, and that's another one of those like Adult Swim looking games, because it's got like really nice cartoon character thing, but it's a roguelike. It's straight up a roguelike. I mean, it could be ASCII characters, but it's just really pretty, the characters that they did with it. I got Life of Pixel. Life of Pixel's pretty cool. It's a indie thing. I did a shitload of indie games. I'm kind of leaning into that now. The AAA stuff just doesn't really do it. I mean, like Dragon Age, I had to do that, right? But
Right.
I'm mostly about the indie space now, because that's where the cool ideas come from. So Life of Pixel, you start out as a pixel, like in an ancient console, right? And then as you play the game, you play through different eras of consoles, is what it looked like. So I was like, okay, sold. I wish listed it like long ago, and then it was there, so I got it. And then the one other game that I want to mention, because it's freaking fabulous, is Chariot. Chariot is awesome,
What's that?
especially for local co-op. So what goes on in Chariot? I'll send you a link to the video because you just have to see it. But it's a platform game. It's okay. Imagine playing Spelunky, right? But really big levels, okay? And you have essentially a wagon, right? And the wagon has a rope on the front and the back. So you have two little dudes, and you can switch which guy you're controlling. Or if you're playing multiplayer, each of you controls one of the guys. But you basically have to drag this wagon, because the wagon is the only thing that can collect treasure, right? So, and you
Right.
have to drag the wagon through the level to get to the end. So it becomes very interesting, because it's like a bunch of physics puzzles and things where you have to like swing and then get the wagon swinging, and like have a person jump and then pull a rope and swing it the other way, and stuff. But it's just absolutely gorgeous to look at. They did a hell of a job on that thing, and it's
Huh.
also out, I think, on the Xbox and PlayStation as well. It kind of came out like in the indie space of the consoles too. So, but it absolutely deserves like every dime that it makes. I hope that thing does really well because I like that kind of. It's a casual. It looks casual, but I get the feeling that when you get a few levels in, it's going to just be brutally hard. So, I think that casual look is just to draw suckers in, and then it's like, oh, now that we've got your $10, here's how hard this game really is. But yeah, it's a total co-op. You know, Batman and Robin, super team, drag this wagon through the game kind of thing. So, yeah, it's good.
Cool.
I got so many new icons, I don't know which one to click. It's terrible. It's like I have to pick something to play. But I know it won't be Starfleet
Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, we're going to end on this note that Five Defiance just destroyed five USS Voyagers in about 20 seconds. That makes me feel good.
Super fantastic.
Because fuck Voyager. So, yeah, I said it.
You
I
know,
don't
I would have got
care.
along with
It's
that
a
show.
horrible
I
show.
would have done okay with that show if they would have just not had Neelix on there. That's what put me off the show. I thought Kel was pretty hot, and I would have watched the show for her. And then of course
Right.
Seven and Nine because they had to sexy it up. But Neelix just broke it for me. It was like there's no amount of Jerry Ryan in the world that will get me to watch that show with Neelix on it.
Oh, it's just I just can't stand the story and the plot, and I hate all the characters. And yeah, it's the worst Trek,
Yeah.
I think. It's I apparently even Enterprise gets better than it late in the later seasons, but I don't feel like slogging through it. So, guys, you don't need to look out for Bridge Commander.
Nope.
You really, really
Well,
don't.
you should look out
Right
for
now,
it, like if it's flying at you because somebody threw it, duck.
if someone's throwing a disc at you, duck out of the way. Yeah, no. It's a damn shame because this could have been great.
And it's not a damn shame today. It was a damn shame the day that it came out.
Oh God.
Because
Yeah, no, it's
I was
still a
just
damn.
like, okay, this is the game from the guy that made TIE Fighter. So I'm gonna buy it
Yeah.
because it's in the
Yeah.
space. And then
Yeah.
it was like, oh God.
What is this?
Yeah, it was.
I played for like 2 hours and I was done.
Yep.
And it's sad because the Star Trek games, the Starship Combat games before this, a lot of them were good, like the Starfleet Command games. Can you imagine the Starfleet Command games with a bridge? That would have been
Oh,
perfect.
yeah.
Just do that. But they didn't. They didn't. They made this silly, stupid, linear. Okay, not stupid. I don't mean to be mean, but it's not very good. It's depressingly mediocre, and it just could be so much better.
Well,
So
there's
yeah,
that.
that's Bridge Commander, folks. I'm sorry about the stream cutting out a few times. The game crashed, and because I'm using this thing called Shadow Play, it's slave to the game.
Oh,
So if
so
the
every
game
time the
goes
game
off,
goes,
every time the game goes, so does the stream.
Hey,
So, but OB.
speaking of new streaming technology,
Yeah. Oh, the Steam
Steam,
thing.
yes.
I don't care.
Well, it's not
They don't
helping
want
us
people.
right now, for sure.
It's not going to help us. But you know what?
Well,
They don't want cursing on there. So I'm out.
really? That's interesting. So,
They said that they said to try and avoid cursing.
here's what intrigues me, right? It's
Yep.
like, okay, they have a Twitch kind of stream because you can go on there and just say, yeah, just anytime I'm playing, just show my thing, broadcast it to the world. So let's say you're shopping, and I see why Valve did this because it's a shopping tool because people want to see somebody else playing the game. And then they get the impulse, like, oh, yeah, I'll buy that, right? So, what if Twitch had a buy it now button, right, at the bottom of the screen, and you're watching them play, and you're like, okay, I'll buy that, click, because that's what it is, right? You're
Good point.
you're you go to the community for the game, and you know, because normally before I buy a game on Steam, I'd drop down in the forums, and it's like, what's going on in here? Is anybody bitching? Nope, people are just happy. All right, buy it, and so what I'll end up doing is, you go in there and, hey, I'm in the forums, I'm in the community. Oh, hey, there's a stream button. All right, I'll just watch that. Oh, there's like how many people are playing it, right? So, and then I get to see it, and it's like, okay, cool, buy it, click. So I don't think that they're doing it so much for the people that like to play games for the revenue stream, right? I don't see that happening. Although, I think it would be very interesting if they actually gave the person who is streaming the game a cut of anybody that buys it. While, you know, if I'm on your stream and I click buy the game, then you get a couple pennies or something. That would be kind of interesting. Because there it's like, okay, I'm a salesman for Valve now. They've outsourced it or whatever. But it's just not meant for the people that are professional streamers, you know, where it's like, oh, I have a donation thing and a tip jar and, you know, go to my Patreon, whatever. It's not for those people. It's just for people that just want to broadcast showing a game. But the thing that interests me the most is that if I'm playing a game, you can click on my name and watch me play. And I don't have to choose to share it with the entire frickin' world. It's just if a friend of mine wants to watch me play a game, they can do it. So that, I think, could work marvelously for this show, depending, because there may be no latency. And if there's no latency on that thing, then we can absolutely stream it to Twitch, and you could watch me play, or I could watch you play, and with zero latency, right? That would be a game changer. Because we could absolutely do all the live commentary stuff we wanted to do without that 30-second to a minute delay that Twitch sucks for. But I don't see them as a direct competitor to Twitch right now. They're doing it for their own store reasons. But it's also the thing of, like, now they give you – it's almost like a WebEx remote desktop session to your buddy's game. So then you could be like, hey, I can't beat this level. Come look at this. Right.
Does it pick up the mic? Does it pick up your microphone and shit? Oh,
yep. So it's a very, very cool technology. And I think what it's based off of is they built that in-home streaming thing already, which will stream. That's actually kind of cool because you don't need to have any processing power in, say, your tablet or whatever that you're in the living room with. I just hook a gamepad up to my tablet that probably couldn't handle playing whatever I'm playing, but then I stream it from my PC in the other room, and it's fine.
Right.
So, kind of neat. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll see. The service really sucks right now, but give them a couple of patches, and it'll be good.
Yeah, I've heard it's not that great right now, but they just launched
right.
it.
Yeah, today, it's launch day today. So, it's, you know.
I'm looking at this menu and thinking, why couldn't they just give me a Dynaverse with being on the bridge? Why couldn't we just do that? Anyway,
yeah.
I'm really sad about this game.
Oh, man, I can't believe you said fucking Dynaverse. Oh, my God. That was, like, the worst thing. I hated
it. Hey, I loved the Dynaverse. Loved the dynamic campaigns in Starfleet Command.
Oh, God.
They weren't the greatest, but they had great variety, I thought. And I dug them.
Okay,
but I understand they're not everyone's cup of tea. We should try and get those games running. We should do a thing about that. But why haven't we done Starfleet Command?
It's a bitch to get it running, and it looks like ass.
Does it look like ass?
Yeah, because it doesn't obey screen ratio, and like the highest res that you can get out of that thing's like 1024. So it was bad. Oh, bad. But, God, somebody please remake that thing. Please.
Oh, God.
You can have all my money. Just, yeah. So.
I don't even know if they still, the was
Tauldron.
What was it? Tauldron. Yeah, I don't even know. I was thinking Quicksilver. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't exist anymore. But anyway.
You know why? It was the Dynaverse. It swallowed them.
So, I apologize, folks. I was a little out of it tonight because of the whole car accident thing last night. And also, this game doesn't really inspire a lot of enthusiasm. I thought this would be funny to kind of make fun of this game, but you know what? It's not funny. It's draining.
Right.
It's
sad. It's making depressing. Fun of Timmy. You know, like on South Park. It's like,
It's sad. It's like you want to love it. You really want to. And it should have the ingredients for you to love it, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like a two-headed puppy. Like, you think it would be double cute. But no.
So, video folks, I apologize. This is going to be split up into like three or four parts because of the game crashing. But if you want to, you can just watch one part and you'll be fine. Just listen to the audio. But what are we doing next week? I think next week, to wash the taste out of our mouths of this one, we are going to talk about other Capital Ship games. Like, we can talk about Klingon Academy. We can talk about IWar. We can talk about the Colossus in Free Space. You know, we're going to talk about Capital Ships. Because we need to wash our mouth out after this. We need some Listerine. And I think having a positive discussion about Capital Ship games or Capital Ships and games. Mm. And then in 2 weeks, you know what's in 2 weeks, Jim?
Christmas.
Elite. No, that's in like 3 weeks.
Well, it'll be David Braben's Christmas.
Yes. In 2 weeks, on the 16th, that is the day Elite Dangerous gets launched fully. And we are going to have a release party podcast. We already have some other players who want to come on and say that they're already saying that it's the best game ever. It is pretty damn good. So that's in 2 weeks. And I don't know what we're going to do after that. That's kind of Christmas and New Year's. So we might just take a break. But yeah, folks, I want to thank you for listening. Jim, thank you for putting up with me tonight and putting up with Bridge Commander. I will try and find you a free game, or I will send you a gift on the next Steam sale.
Did I send you...
Because of this episode.
Did I send you a copy of Alpha Xylon?
You did. For 49 cents, I appreciate that. I can't wait to try it.
God.
Did you play it?
Yes, I've played it. That is what we're streaming next week. We're going to stream you playing Alpha Xylon just for 10 minutes.
You know what? Maybe that's what we'll do right before Christmas, because like the 23rd, on the 23rd, we'll do like a rando show, and that'll be like, you know, random down to, we'll call it the down to earth show. That's what I call when I talk about games that aren't space. We'll call it the down to earth show. We'll talk about some of the non-space games.
Yeah.
We want to,
you know,
about with.
You know, a game that we need to talk about
is
the Sunrider Mask of Arcadia. You are.
What the hell is that?
It's a freebie that's on Steam. It's a Japanese game. It's like anime style, you are captain of a space battleship.
What?
Yeah, and
how have I not heard this?
It's kind of like a, I don't know. There's like a hex based war game that's kind of got Gundam style mech suits and, you know, stuff. Right, so it's like tactical combat turn-based thing, and interesting and freemium, I guess. I haven't hit the paywall yet, but
I just tried to get into it, and the Steam mobile app wanted to verify my age, and it, like, the numbers didn't work, so now it thinks I'm too young to look at the game. Silly Steam mobile app. Anyway, guys, have a great week. Oh, I forgot to mention, this is kind of impromptu. We're kind of throwing it together, and I don't have all the details yet, but tomorrow, Wednesday, it doesn't matter. You're not going to hear this till later.
Yeah, we'll just record it.
We'll just record it. I don't know if it's going to be on Hangout or Skype yet, because I left the choice up to them.
Do you know how to record a Hangout? Because I sure don't.
What we're going to have to do is it's going to stream to YouTube, and then we're going to have to download the YouTube.
Okay, that can be done.
Yeah, so it'll happen. It'll happen. But yeah, we're going to talk to Adam Pletcher and a few other guys who made Free Space 2. That's I've been working months on guys to get them on.
Yeah, do they still hang together? Or?
A lot of them do. A lot of them still work at Volition.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So yeah, they still hang. All right, guys, I'm stopping the stream. Have a great night, and don't forget please rate us on iTunes, and we just launched a subreddit today, so it's reddit.com/spacegamejunkie.
Wait a minute, there's a Reddit?
Yeah, I launched a subreddit for Space Game Junkie today.
Wow, that was all stealth. You didn't even tell me.
I put it on Twitter.
Oh, I don't read Twitter.
Yeah, of course you don't. I'm going to make an announcement about it soon. But we have a Twitter now, and please rate us on Facebook, and hit us up at hail@spacegamejunkie.com. If you want a guest or a topic for us to talk about.
So is it reddit.com/r/spacegamejunkie?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Totally.
So have a good Oh my God. So have a good one, folks, and we'll see you next week. Bye.